doing here, which is connecting all of these dots, which is what InfoWars is here for, right? A lot of other places will tell you the story. They'll tell you one story here and one story here. And I always talk about the information constellation. You got to draw these together. You got to see the big picture they're building. And I did a big rant earlier this week about BlackRock buying up houses, Blackstone buying up houses, and how it's not about money. Money is an aspect. Money is a method of control that they can use, but it's about reshaping humanity itself. And just going back to the beginning of what we're talking about in this segment, the real reason behind it, the targeting of white populations specifically for deracination and destruction. It obviously has to do with the fact that it was white European Christian countries that created human rights, that created the concept of, a government for the people and by the people that is subject to the laws that it is supposed to uphold, all the way back in the Magna Carta in the 1200s. I mean, this is century upon century, millennia upon millennia of digging ourselves out of the mire of tyranny, building what liberty is. And that's a barrier to these people's control. So to me, it always goes back to control. And, a great example of this is Amazon. We had a story earlier this week about Amazon sort of quietly promoting immigration because, it gets them cheaper labor and it benefits them for a lot of ways. But you can also look at the study that Amazon did prior to buying Whole Foods, where they came out with the conclusion going, hey, the more diverse our workplace is, the less likely they are to unionize. Right. The less employees have in common with one another, the easier it is for us to exploit them, because if they're all similar people with speaking a similar language who grew up, with each other and they understand each other and relate to each other really well, they're going to get together. They're going to start talking. They're going to even just little chats by the water cooler evolve into talks about unionizing. So, if you look at Amazon, whether it's forced diversity, making you less likely to unionize against the people at the top, or getting the benefit of the lower wages subsidized by welfare of the government, it's all about exploitation. And at the end of the day, it's all about control. And they have identified, I think rightly, that it's, the white European character that gave birth to, these ideas of God-given rights that aren't the subject to the government's whims. And that's a big issue. So in order to demonize the Constitution and the Bill of Rights and human rights as a concept and free speech and all these things that are barriers to them, they associate it with a race and then they try to destroy that race. And then they tell you you're a white supremacist if you uphold things like the First and Second Amendment. So it's all about control at the end of the day in my interpretation. And I think illegal immigration is obviously an extremely convenient and easy way to simply replace a population that will not let you exploit them in favor of people from a country or from a culture that is less, that objects less to tyranny and that is more used to lower quality of life and is willing to work for less, is willing to take more abuse. It's all about control at the end of the day to me. What do you think about that?
Well, yeah, it's the Babylon system. It's the Tower of Babel. If you go back to the concept of the Tower of Babel, is in Babylon, basically no one can speak the same language, so they can't get together to build. Look at how quick they brought that up. Wow, guys.
Never underestimate my crew.
So they can't, they can't gather together. And it's so disgusting that Amazon would actually, I don't know, did that get leaked that they actually admit like, oh yeah, we keep everybody, in individual little groups balkanized so that they can't gather together and even have at the very lowest level, just unionize. Like look what happened with the ports. They actually managed to have an effect there because they're like, no, we're going to shut that down. And what people don't realize is like the trucking, what happened with trucking during COVID in Canada and in the United States and with the farmers, once that goes totally robotic, we'll be incapable of shutting down any levels of the infrastructure. And so we're kind of at that precipice right now, whereas if we don't leverage the power that we have when we have it, once it gets past a certain point, once we get past that fulcrum, man, you guys are good. Mm-hmm. Once you get past that fulcrum, then there really is no coming back. You know what I mean? So it's like now or never. And they've got it down to a science. Like the social engineers understood this, since back in the Bible. I mean, they've been doing this forever. They understand you don't want a group of people that are all homogenous and understand the same things. I mean, we get browbeat as white people, and I'm not some big ethno guy, you know. I'm my wife's Mexican, but the plain fact is the white race is being eradicated from planet Earth. Okay, and we're such a tiny minority. You look at like green-eyed, red-eyed people that are in Ireland, green-eyed, red-haired people in Ireland, and how microscopic of a percentage of the population they are. And there's no concern that they're going to completely die out. And the fact that they're, both of those are recessive genes.
Yeah.
See, if you have, even if 20% African in Ireland, over two or three generations, there'll be zero white people left, because white is a recessive gene. You can talk crap about it or whatever you want. Black people will be like, oh, see, you're just weak. Well, maybe that's the reason why we have to stick together a little bit more than a lot of other people, because we will be completely extinguished if we don't stand up at this point in time. Well, and it's not racism. This is just simple cultural heritage that we're trying to hold on to here.
Of course. And I always think it's so weird that it's like, to not want white people to die out makes you a white supremacist. Like, I don't want anybody to die out. If this was happening to anybody else, I'd be against it. You don't have to be white to be against, a population being targeted because of their race for eradication. That is, I mean, they talk about it openly. It's so insulting. Nobody else would stand for it. And yet we've been browbeaten so much. That is a cool shirt.
I got my new t-shirt. I'm actually going to make a version of this that says invaded on it for the premiere. Yeah.
Yeah. No, and look, the invasion is full bore. And, you know, I say it all the time. Not only do you not need to be white to be like against this and just abhor what's going on here, but clearly the people doing this are doing it on the basis of race. So it's absurd to go, you know, they're out there going, they'll write articles, mainstream media, where it's like, New Hampshire is the whitest state in the union. What are we doing about that? How are we going to solve that problem? And it's just like, how dare you? And then how dare you say I'm a white supremacist for just recognizing you have racist motivations and I'm against what you're doing? And again, I really do think it all goes back to control, because you don't want people who are strong and unified and self-respecting with pride, right? The globalists, they want people that are dejected and deracinated and hopeless and alone, obviously, because they want slaves. And
when they come into the country, remember when you know, everyone goes back to, oh, the Statue of Liberty and this and that. Like, those people, they knew when they came that they were going to be on the bottom rung. They knew that they were going to have to work their ass off. And they, all of those cultures had it built in, you know. My wife, she was told by her mom, speak English. And I've heard a lot of Italians, their parents would always say, speak it in English. They wanted right. to be American. Okay. And so these guys, when they come in, they came in learning hard work. They came in learning, have a family. They came in learning that they needed to stick together. These people come in learning to stick their hand out and listen to the government. And so when somebody comes up to them and says, you know, your free handouts are going to be gone if these guys get in power, they've been trained from the ground level as a culture, you know, because there's Africans and there's African Americans. Now, African Americans are some tough mofos because they went through what they went through. No offense. But when you come in and you build your culture on how much can we get from them, what are they giving us, and having this entitlement, that is not a good way to train someone. Like, that's like getting right. a dog home from the pound and you just give it treats all day and let it piss over the carpet and then expect it to become a good dog.
Right.
Not trying to say people are dogs. I'm just saying you are training these people to completely crap on America and to look at it as a tit that they can just suckle off, as opposed to a place that they are going to have to work hard to be accepted in. And then they will reap the benefits and the fruits of being an American citizen.
Right. And of course, the people who came across the Atlantic Ocean from Italy at dirt poor, I mean, that was a commitment. There was no like, well, you know, if this doesn't work out, I'll just go back. When they cut off my welfare, I'll just head home. Like, that wasn't an option back then. It's this absurd idea of having a welfare state and open borders. It is so nonsensical. You could have one or the other, but we have both, and it's just a total suicide pact as a nation. It's outrageous. It is clearly treasonous. It is clearly being done on purpose. It's clearly being done with ulterior and deeply sinister motives. And I'm so glad that people are finally waking up to this. I hope it's not too little too late. And I hope people can go watch the documentary, because even if you know this stuff, it hits different when you see it as a documentary. And people that their eyes are closed to this. They can be opened by a documentary that is convincing and well done and you know, heartfelt at the end of the day. What is treason? Hashtag invaded. Go to thisistreason.com, or you can find the links on Matt Baker's X page at /2_liberty. I'm so proud of you guys for getting this out. I wish I could be there. Nothing is better than going to a premiere and getting to ask questions of the filmmakers afterwards. I am jealous of anybody that gets to go there on October 24th in San Diego, California, to meet Matt Baker and ask questions with J.J. Carroll, the documentary filmmaker behind What is Treason? Hashtag invaded. Thisistreason.com. /2_liberty. Matt Baker, thank you so much for being with us. Thank you for everything you do, sir.
San Diego, come on out!
San Diego, make yourself known. That's it for us, folks. Alex Jones, 90 seconds.
Most people that research supplements and that are into health know that Irish sea moss and its benefits are documented and incredible. Well, our sponsor, the AlexJonesStore.com, happened to be able to get one of the top suppliers with the highest rated Irish sea moss to give them the authorization of private labeling. So now it's Alex Jones Ultimate Sea Moss, exclusively available at the AlexJonesStore.com. It is the ultimate superfood. The iodine, the trace minerals, the elements, the vitamins that are in this are incredible. They give you instant energy, instant focus. But as you take it for a few weeks, you feel the stamina, the libido, the mental clarity. It is a superfood. It is concentrated. So get Alex Jones Ultimate Sea Moss exclusively discounted at the AlexJonesStore.com. And listen to this. One bottle is 40% off. Three bottles is 55% off. And again, one bottle is 40%. Get yours today at the AlexJonesStore.com. And I thank you for keeping us on the air.
The InfoWars system is very simple.